Hergen's eyebrows lowered. Pock smiled. Not precisely, no, but I may say I valued his loyalty in Finn Paneer, as I do here. I should not have kept him so long, perhaps, without asking leave of Lord Kostvan. I had leave for the afternoon. Aris piped up. Pox and the Kurgan both stared him down. She looked back at the Kurgan and smiled again. And now that he has quite finished, said Pox, emphasizing the words, I hope you have a few minutes to give me.
I?
The Kurgan was clearly astonished. You? There are things the pages and junior squires know, and other things which heirs to titles know. Would you? She waved a hand to the other door, and the Kurgan came forward, throwing a last glare at Aris as he hurried out the door.
Did you really need him? Said the Kurgan, or were you in league with a scamp?
Despite the words, Pox could feel a warmth in his voice. A paladin in league with a scamp? She spoke lightly. No, he was a pestiferous little mischief in Finn Paneer, and no doubt still is, but he was always loyal and honest, even in his worst moments. I asked Kurgan for gossip, because I needed to know it, and he told me what he knew, which I needed to know, and could not ask.
And from me?
Pox looked searchingly at him. Earlier in the day, he had seemed to have the same arrogant enamel as some of the boys at Finn Paneer, but perhaps he had the same warm heart as Aris. I will ask a few questions, she said then. Please remember that I am not of this court, and speak only of what I have heard, not in condemnation or even suspicion. Is your father loyal to the crown? Are you? His lips thinned.
I should have expected this. You came from the east, didn't you, through Varrakai lands?
My father's inmost heart is his own, lady, but to my knowledge he is and has always been loyal to the crown. As for me, I love the prince as a brother, indeed. But I cannot speak of that. I will serve him, lady, as his loyal servant, when I become duke.
Very well. Then another question. Would you know who the witness against Duke Phelan is, that Aris spoke of?
No, not by name. I've heard there is one, that's all, a veteran, which surprised us all. His veterans all love him.
So I would have thought, said Pox. Then a final question. What do you think of Phelan?
I? He smiled. I've always liked him. My father does. He says Phelan has more breeding than any noble in the land. Say what they will of him. He has always been courteous to me. You are in his company. You know more.
I know what I think, said Pox. But I needed to know what you thought, what others think. When I came in this afternoon, it seemed almost that he was on trial. While I am on quest, I may not delay. But you can understand that after what he's done for me...
You would defend him?
Good. I mean, it's none of my business, but I can hardly bear it when Varrakai gets started. Gird's blood. I was about to boil over when my father sent me out on an errand.
Tell your father to take care, Kurgan, said Pox seriously. I will not always be in a position to help the Duke. He will need all his friends before long.
I will, lady, said the Kurgan steadily. May I go?
Yes. You may say I have saved your little brother a scolding.
More than a scolding if I get my hands on that scamp, said the Kurgan, laughing. You don't know what he did to my sister's room.
Nor want to know, said Pox, waving him off. That's between you. But remember, Kurgan, she said as he opened the door. She saw